Let's go to the KRDO Newsline Jobs Wednesday, Pikes Peak Workforce Center's where we're headed, and the training facilitator, Kristen Vossler, is joining us right now. And Kristen, graduation is coming up for so many college students this time of year. The question is, what should they be doing to find a new job after graduation? Good morning.
Good morning. You know, the first thing I recommend is getting just a good basic resume together. You know, of course, I always advocate for tailoring your resume to each job you apply for. But I do think it's a good idea for like a person who's about to graduate to just start compiling your skills and accomplishments. You know, any information you have on any jobs, volunteering, anything that you've done to start documenting that. It's a great way to, you know, just kind of start working with what you have. If you have worked, but maybe it wasn't in the field that you're going into, I wouldn't necessarily discount that experience. You know, when I was getting my bachelor's degree, I worked in retail and didn't have anything to do with what I was going to school for, but it still gave me really good skills like customer service, communication, problem solving. And all of those are good, you know, for almost any job you apply for.
Yeah, I've worked a little bit helping to mentor college students who are venturing out into the workforce, adulting for that first time, you know, and it can be a struggle to try and differentiate what is to you a good experience, which may not be seen by future employers in the same light. So how can a student take who maybe doesn't have a lot of work experience, take those volunteer or internship experiences and showcase them in the best way?
You know, I think the first thing to remember is that volunteering, like a volunteer job, is still a job. An internship is still, it's still a job, it's still work. You know, so you were gaining critical job experience along the way. You can include all of that onto your resume under your work history section. Think about what you did daily in those situations and write out some good bullet points, some good accomplishments. You know, I think a lot of times people discount what they did just because maybe it wasn't like paid experience. You know, I was working with a job seeker once who in his last year of college, all he did was volunteer a political campaign. So he had that whole section blank. And I said, no, you did so many things. You know, you worked with others. You worked on a deadline. You exhibited customer service. You used software, used technology. You know, so we were able to, you know, create bullet points based on just that experience. And I think it can work for sure.
Also, college students should expect to get hired at the top position and make the most amount of money out of college. I'm just kidding. That's just that. Manage expectations. Should coursework even be included in some of that resume writing?
Yeah, I definitely think it can be. I think that, you know, especially if you're struggling to fill in gaps in your resume, look at these jobs and look at the skills they're looking for. If you got those skills in school and you earned them through coursework, then you can certainly include them in your resume. Put them in your summary of skills or build bullet points around them. You can even add them to your education section, you know, maybe add some bullet points describing some of that coursework you did. I actually had to do that when I went to grad school. I didn't have any actual work experience in what I went to school for, so I had to get creative with my coursework and kind of describe what I studied. And it worked. It worked out for
good.
Me. So.
So how can college grads, and maybe if they need some help with their resume, how can they get tapped into your resources there?
Yeah, so I mean, of course, I try to make all my workshops really available to everyone, kind of regardless of where they're at, you know, if they're a new grad or if they're more a seasoned employee. So I definitely recommend coming to my resume workshops. I just added all of May's schedule to our website. We also do resume reviews, which is actually a really good thing I think somebody could do, especially with a, you know, with some new experience. It might be really helpful. And you can sign up for those on ppwfc.org.
Kristen, always great catching up with you. Great information. We'll look forward to next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks for having me.